What's happening, K-State Nation? 80 Greed III back for another episode of the Purple Project Podcast Daily Edition here on a new week, Monday, June 7th, 2021. This switching gears over to football on this edition today. And this actually happened last week around this time, as football here slowly getting ready to pick back up, obviously coming off of spring practice and all that. But unfortunate news, ladies and gentlemen, if you haven't heard already, getting caught back up with everything, and obviously this involves one of the supposed to be transferees, but now he is not no more due to unexpected, or to say unfortunate circumstances, was the key quotes coming out of here, out of multiple articles here in the Manhattan, Wichita area. Richie Stubblefield. This was at the time going a few weeks ago. I don't remember the exact date of it, but this was supposed to be a huge get. Obviously, a couple hits in the secondary from last year for the defensive side of the ball for Chris Klieman's secondary, but Richie Stubblefield will not enroll with K-State. He will instead go for prepare himself for the NFL draft, next year's NFL draft. What an unfortunate turn of events. Obviously, with, you know, this was one of the top gets in the transfer portal for K-State. Obviously, Chris Klieman working more of himself these last few months into the transfer portal. But at least for this certain case player, for this player, he will not be coming to K-State either. Who was supposed to be to next week, next month, or in August or whatnot. He was supposed to. I did not know was his supposed to target date, obviously. Obviously, me and Alex aren't that close to the team. Like we told y'all multiple times, we only can call it from the outside in. But he said, he tweeted out last week while I was out on vacation that he was blessed and thankful for all the experiences college has given me. And once again, I can't thank K-State and Panther football staff enough. And now I said, now The real work begins, 100%. So that's a huge loss there on that end, there for K-State there. And he was going to be, he was probably going to play, if I would have guessed it. I mean, I did not obviously, did not look at his numbers obviously from his previous college before he chose K-State there. He chose K-State over a couple of good colleges. If I can't remember, I mean, he had K-State in his choices along with several others as well, K-State folks, but apparently we don't know the full details, obviously, but you can read whatever between the lines, whatever, that can go millions of ways, so I'm obviously not even going to try to explain all that. Obviously, I only can read what's happening, what's going on. This happened last week there, so obviously it got overpassed with all the baseball, news that took place last week, K-State baseball, obviously. But Richie Stubblefield will not be coming to Little Apple, folks, in the fall and participate with us. He will be preparing instead for the NFL draft, for next year's NFL draft. So that's a big loss there, obviously, knowing what he was going to be preparing to do. Obviously, this dude's a talent. Obviously, I don't know him. Obviously, so that, you mean, all that right there, and him preparing for the NFL draft, telling me something right there that this dude was probably going to be a stud for Chris Klieman, that secondary. And obviously, again, they're losing a couple studs, including A.J. Parker, who just signed, obviously. We talked about that a few episodes on the Pro Project Podcast, and Keandre Thomas there. obviously he signed as well. That's two losses right there. Thomas Play started maybe one, two games last year, if my memory stays correctly. So they lost quite a bit in the secondary. So that's going to be a story of note. Obviously, we're a lot more on the football side of stuff here in the upcoming episodes of the Purple Project Podcast. Speaking of which, obviously, we're approaching the court tonight. I am getting back from vacation, obviously, last Thursday. And unfortunately, yours truly, over the weekend, if you can hear the different sound of my voice, yeah, it was one of those 12-hour symptoms or whatnot. I don't know. But after my run Saturday morning, I feel like complete garbage. So that's why. If you say, why is Eddie's voice sound different? Then that is why. So I'm definitely getting over that. And that's why I'm moving into recording to tomorrow. And hopefully, actually, as soon as we get done with that, obviously, that's going to be out as soon as we can get it out. Episode 53 on deck for y'all coming up on the Pro Project Podcast Weekly. If you have not, if you guys have had plenty of time to go back and listen to at least some of the old episodes, have not done that, including listening to episode 52, please go back, download it, check it out. And I did do some dailies during dailies did come out on vacation as well. So you have not gone back out, check those out. Those were mainly baseball related as well. Please go back out and check those out as well. Definitely appreciate y'all's support. Man, it's been kind of been slowly growing here over the past couple of months, including with the addition of these dailies as well. I'm doing my best to get to at least do one, at least get one out per day as well. But I'm going to continue to do that as well and push through as getting over the hump, over this small 12-hour, whatever it was, but definitely go back, check it out. We will be back with another edition of the daily tomorrow, and then definitely be on the lookout for the weekly edition this week. That is for sure. Definitely lots to talk about. So, including this and K-State getting some more hiring, more new blood into the staff for Chris Klieman. So definitely we'll be talking about that. I'll be saving that for the weekly edition this week. But that, I'm going to leave it right there for y'all. Enjoy your Monday, folks. Eddie Greer, it's a wrap for another edition of the Pearl Project Podcast. Go Cats. We'll talk to you next time.
Listening to the Purple Project Podcast. Get it wherever podcasts are found on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Audio Boom, and more. We'll talk to you on the next edition of the Purple Project Podcast.